The National Weather Service says it looks like 3 to 5 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin in Walworth and Kenosha counties. Meteorologist Mike Kochus says moist air and record-setting temperatures in the 60s helped fuel the storms, as southeastern Wisconsin was caught between low and high pressure systems. Kochus says there was also a lot of shear in the atmosphere.
And that means that the winds at, say, 2,000 feet or so were 40, 50 miles per hour. And they were much lighter at the surface, and also they shifted directions from the south to the southwest. And what this does, it creates a turning in the atmosphere from the surface up to 4,000 or 5,000 feet. The turning or the shear can often turn these normal type thunderstorms into tornadic thunderstorms, which is what happened.
The largest amount of damage appears to be to about a dozen homes in the Kenosha County town of Wheatland. Lori Getter of Wisconsin Emergency Management says it doesn't appear there's enough damage for a federal disaster declaration.
With only 12 homes, it's unlikely that we would meet a threshold for federal disaster assistance. However, we need to determine how much damage there was, what type of damage, if any, to public infrastructure, how much debris there is. So there's still a lot of unknowns. So again, we're working very closely with local and county officials to determine the extent of the damage.
Getter says Wisconsin's very fortunate the tornadoes did not kill anyone. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.